Harry nodded, but even as he did so, an insane urge to confess that he didn't have any idea how to survive at the bottom of the lake for an hour came over him. He looked up at Hagrid. Perhaps he had to go into the lake sometimes to deal with the creatures in it. He looked after everything else on the grounds, after all.
"You're going to win,"
Hagrid growled, patting Harry's shoulder again, so that Harry actually felt himself sink a couple of inches into the soft ground.
"I know it. I can feel it. You're going to win, Harry."
Harry just couldn't bring himself to wipe the happy, confident smile off Hagrid's face. Pretending he was interested in the young unicorns, he forced a smile in return and moved forward to pat them with the others. By the evening before the second task, Harry felt as though he were trapped in a nightmare. He was fully aware that even if by some miracle he managed to find a suitable spell, he'd have a real job mastering it overnight. How could he have let this happen? Why hadn't he got to work on the egg's clue sooner? Why had he ever let his mind wander in class? What if a teacher had once mentioned how to breathe underwater? He sat with Hermione and Ron in the library as the sun set outside, tearing feverishly through page after page of spells, hidden from one another by the massive piles of books on the desk in front of each of them. Harry's heart gave a huge leap every time he saw the word water on a page, but more often than not it was merely take 2 pints of water, 1/2 pound of shredded mandrake leaves, and a newt.
"I don't reckon it can be done," said Ron's voice flatly from the other side of the table. "There's nothing. Nothing. Closest was that thing to dry up puddles and ponds. That drought charm. But that was nowhere near powerful enough to drain the lake."
"There must be something," Hermione muttered, moving a candle closer to her. Her eyes were so tired she was poring over the tiny print of old and forgotten bewitchments and charms with her nose about an inch from the page.
"They'd never have set a task that was undoable."
"They have," said Ron. "Harry, just go down to the lake tomorrow, right? Stick your head in, yell at the mer people to give back whatever they've nicked, and see if they chuck it out. Best you can do, mate."
"There's a way of doing it," Hermione said crossly. "There just has to be."
She seemed to be taking the library's lack of useful information on the subject as a personal insult. It had never failed her before.
"I know what I should have done," said Harry, resting face down on saucy tricks for tricky sorts. "I should have learnt to be an animagus like Sirius."
An animagus was a wizard who could transform into an animal.
"Yeah, you could have turned into a goldfish any time you wanted," said Ron.
"Or a frog," yawned Harry.
He was exhausted.